Welcome to A Day of Prayer. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
Together, let's engage in relationship with Christ through prayer, faith, and His Word.
Good morning. You're listening to A Day of Prayer's Morning Bible Study. My name is Promise, and we are so glad you could join us. Before we get into the Word, let's open up in prayer. Lord, I thank you for today, Lord. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to grow closer to you, Lord. And Lord, we also allow you to be our God, Lord, and to show us and guide us and lead us to all truth, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen.
In Jesus' almighty name, amen.
And amen. Well, good morning and welcome, everyone. Glad to have you with us as we dive into the Word and continue our study. Excuse me, in the book of James. And this morning we are continuing in chapter 1, verses 22 through 27. So I want to encourage you, whether you're joining us for the first time or rejoining us, to pause the episode and just take a moment to read through that section of scripture to make things easier to follow along in the discussion. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. And the floor is now open to give each of you the opportunity to share what Holy Spirit is speaking and ministering to you, and to ask any questions that you have. So who'd like to begin?
I would.
All right, Promise.
Okay. In the previous episode, two things happened. Layla talked about blurry images, talking about ultimately our lifestyle and looking inside of the mirror of the Word. And then the Lord through me, used that as an opportunity to talk about our own, not life, but God's plan for our life.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Lord first reminded me of a river. So where we live, there is a murky lake. And so when you look inside of it, whenever you see your face, it's always blurred. Versus mm-hmm. if you go somewhere else, like the Bahamas, say, or I can't remember the name of it, but it also has clear waters.
Mm-hmm.
Jamaica. And how there's a clear difference between the images that is formed. And oftentimes when we see, Mommy, you also spoke about Adam and woman inside the garden. How that we oftentimes, when we come to God, God is able to give us what was inside the garden at the beginning, as in the relationship with God at the beginning, that we can go to God directly to receive from Him.
Mm-hmm.
And for our own, I've seen this in my own life. I would look at myself and I would tell the Lord how much potential I had and what I could do with it and how it was so practically awesome and all the other things that were possible or feasible, and Lechow's would also be able to attest to that, how oftentimes when I try to go my own route, it oftentimes led to something I didn't want to, as in something I did not, it was not beneficial to my life. For my example, I fell off a hoverboard and I ended up scratching up my knees, and
mm-hmm.
Well, to me, it was rather painful, but
mm-hmm.
ultimately, because I had my own perspective of what I was doing, I wasn't able to see the real danger I was put in exposing myself to. And to this day, I still have the scars from it. And how God has already, at the core, God has already given us a plan and a role inside of His plan. He has already given everything inside of our life is already planned out.
Mm-hmm.
Even to what we're going to wear for a specific day, if we're listening.
Amen.
That is an important caveat.
Mm-hmm.
And going to verse 26. If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless.
Mm-hmm.
Also, verse 27. pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. So, we oftentimes, we should be allowing the Lord to cultivate his image inside of our life.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to what I read in the previous episode, inside of 1 Corinthians, how when we were unsaved, or when we weren't being obedient to God's word, we didn't really see anything. All we saw was a blur. We weren't able to necessarily make out lines to mm-hmm. form a clear picture so that we can actually go forward and move forward with God's plan. And once we get saved, God gives definition to it, if mm-hmm. that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. He brings clarity and clarification to who we are in him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
For example, a baby. Every food is practically going to taste the same. To a baby, unsalted mashed potatoes are good. But as they grow up, their palate becomes more
refined, developed.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And while at one time, those unseasoned mashed potatoes seemed excellent, now they seem bland and nasty.
Mm-hmm. Less than desirable. Mm-hmm. Amen. Okay.
And how with our plan, we have to allow God to, as we walk with the Lord, Mommy, as you said, we have access to the Lord to receive from him directly. As we walk with him, we have to allow the Lord to make it more definite to ourselves. We do not receive the download as soon as we get saved. It's a continual process,
mm-hmm.
the same as life. As soon as a baby's born, they don't suddenly come out with a beard and they can walk and talk and have a suitcase.
Right, no. Right.
They come out as babies, and they're not 6 feet tall and mm-hmm. bulky,
mm-hmm.
and they can't speak. They can't speak articulately.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The same applies for us as we go through his word. As we walk with God, God wants to give us more so that we can actually come closer to the Lord.
Amen.
And with us coming closer, it's a bonding opportunity for us to become more like him. Mm-hmm. In Revelations, ultimately it's talking about how we get to come in, how God is, after the perfection process, we're able to come with the Lord and actually have a relationship and see him. Mm-hmm. As in, we're able to re-enter the heavenly community. And how we do not get to that place if we don't listen to God in the basics, which is our life on the earth. And yes. Proverbs 38-9 and Jeremiah 11:29. Layla, could you read Proverbs, please?
Chapter 30, verses, which ones?
8-9.
That says, remove falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food allotted to me, lest I be full and deny you and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God.
And I shall read. Okay, so I was mistaken. It's actually not Jeremiah 11:29. I can't find it.
Which one is it, baby? Jeremiah 29:11? I know the thoughts.
Oh, yes. So I had it reversed. Okay, so it says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. And so with our destiny track inside of our lives, God, everything we're going to need and everything we're going to want in him, as long as it's pure, going back to James 1:27,
mm-hmm.
how that God, we're able to find our rest and peace inside of God. And whatever God gives us, it's going back again to James 18, I believe, how every good and perfect thing comes from above.
Mm-hmm.
How as we walk with God and God gives us more, we're able to as receive that and also grow closer to God, mm-hmm. which is our ultimate goal as we walk our lives out on the earth. It's one, to do his will, which is ultimately going to bring us closer to God. I'm not sure where it is inside of John, but it talks about how that those who are obedient to his word are, they love God. And also, inside of John 14, it says, the world that is, well, no, you're, let me just go to it.
Okay, sweetheart, that's all right.
Where are we going?
John 14 or 15.
For, can you paraphrase the verse so I can help you?
That how the world knows what, that we belong to the Lord because we love each other.
That's John 15, 17.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Layla.
Read it out loud, sir, or somebody.
We'll actually back up just a little bit to verse 13. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another.
Thank you, Layla.
You're welcome.
And again, inside of 1 John, which says we cannot love God and hate our brothers, those who are around us. So one of the differences between us and the world is ultimately our obedience to God. Because if and when we're obedient to God, then God can completely develop what he wants inside of us. Mm-hmm. Going back to Proverbs, what you read inside of Proverbs, Layla, how it's ultimately, we should be basing our life based on what God has told us. It's not based on what we think is right, it's based on what God says is right. Mm-hmm. Which we see reflected in Jeremiah 29:11, mm-hmm. and also paired with Proverbs 30:8-9 and 1 Samuel 15:22. Talking about how obedience is better than sacrifice. Mm-hmm. This is when Samuel's talking to King Saul after he was supposed to come back from killing the Ammonites.
The Amalekites.
Amalekites. Thank you, Layla.
You're welcome.
And while we walk with God, it is especially important for us to first understand God's heart and position toward us, and also... Mm-hmm. Ask God continually while we wake up, before we do anything, we should be first asking God about his input. Mm-hmm. Mommy, you were talking to LaCharles yesterday, and I was slightly eavesdropping. Well, I found it.
Slightly, huh?
Well, it still was applicable to my life, but it wasn't addressed towards me. I'll say like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And, Mommy, as you said, you were talking about unconditional love towards the Father. And that is ultimately our obedience. If our love is conditional, we're not going to be obedient to everything he says, only if it seems to benefit us. Mm-hmm. Which we see reflected inside of what is said about Jesus. He only said what the Father said, told him to say, and only did what the Father told him to do. The same should apply to our life. We're only going to have his outcome if we actually go his way. Going back to the mirror, let me flip back. Mm-hmm. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this won't be blessed in what he does. The same applies here. Being a forgetful hearer is more than just you heard it once and you're going away. It's also talking about a continual and steadfast decision. I believe in the previous episode, Layla, you talked about Solomon. It wasn't because of his outward appearance or what he had that made him smart or that made him have wisdom or made him the wealthiest man on the earth. It was based on what God had given him and his application of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's also what we see here. Not, but deceives his own heart. This one's religion is useless. If we're too busy trying to follow after our own mindset of what God's plan for our life, then what good is it? Mm. In Ephesians, it talks about how the sons of disobedience are the practically the, well, it's paraphrased, implied actually, that the sons of disobedience are ultimately sons of the devil.
Mm.
And mm-hmm. so if we're too busy trying to pursue our own imagination rather than what God has given us, what good is it doing to us? We're ultimately being in rebellion against what God has given us.
Mm-hmm. And missing out on the fullness or the good that God has planned for us.
Wish the notes what, sir?
Well, we're not in fellowship with the Lord?
Well, ultimately, but there's a reason why. It ties all these, I'll say the whole chapter together, right? And all the episodes that we've gone over. It denotes that there's a lack of faith, also a lack of love for the Lord, and a lack of discernment.
Mm-hmm.
They have deceived themselves. Well, they deceived themselves how? They didn't examine themselves before the Lord. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The Lord was, they are, I'll say it in this way, they did not allow the Lord to provide them the wisdom. They did not seek the Lord to let him reveal, giving them discernment on what the issue was. Nor did they trust the Lord or have faith in what the Lord was going to tell them concerning their need, and ultimately it's also ours, right, to change and deal with, address those areas, those issues in our life that don't reflect his nature, his character, and his attributes. So while we have been going through this study in the book of James, right, and now we're towards the end of the first chapter, and although on the surface it may appear as though he's talking about different things, different parts of our walk and our life of faith and the walk of faith, but our relationship with the Lord, he's still talking about, right, having joy but being perfect, right, lacking wisdom and how to receive it, having faith in the Lord or trust in him, right, all of it's demonstrating our love for the Lord, and discernment.
And there's also a connection in what Promise was saying to what Solomon experienced towards the end of his life. Everything was useless and vain to him.
Absolutely.
It was emptiness. And you see that reflected in what James is saying. It's like, if you go about this your own way, you're going to come up empty-handed. It's going to be grasping for wind and the air and clouds and nothing that's going to produce anything that's tangible in your life or that will mean anything to you now and in your future later on, but especially in your eternal future. So he's saying, don't waste your time looking at yourself and then going away without remembering who Christ is and who he is in you and what he's done for you and what you are supposed to be doing with your time and with your life. Because if you go away and forget, you've just wasted your time. You're coming up the wind, vanity, emptiness. That same concept that Solomon relates in Ecclesiastes, which is a very bitter book at some times. You're like, wow.
That's harsh. It sounds harsh.
It just, he is a shell of the man that God made him to be when we see most of that writing, because everything is turned to vanity and emptiness because he forgot that it was Christ who made him who he was. He forgot it was God who gave him and made him la, 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 you know, et cetera, et cetera. And he went to his bed, his deathbed with vanity, looking at his hands and like, what did all of this mean? So God is also telling us in the book of James, if you want to say that you're close to God, be close to God. Do what he's asking you to do. Amen. Right?
Yes, I love that you brought that up, because what did Jesus say, right, concerning Solomon? That
the flowers were better than he was.
Right. But that they also searched for Solomon, searched for his wisdom. But then he says, behold, There's something greater than Solomon is here, or someone greater than Solomon is here, right? And here James, who was written in what many have referred to as the New Testament version of Proverbs, and he is inadvertently, through the Lord, of course, leading him, the Holy Spirit leading him. So the Lord, through James, the natural brother of Jesus, is saying, no, no, look over here. Right? He's making all but direct comparisons to Solomon and how Solomon lived out his life and departed from wisdom, departed from his love and trust in the Lord, his faith in the Lord, that he was able to not just lift him up to where he's at or was at during his time that was so honored and so revered and, you know, for a number of reasons. But he's always, again, pointing to, well, say his natural brother, but really the firstborn of many brethren, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, and saying, no, Jesus is the good and perfect way. He demonstrated how we're supposed to live it out. Not Solomon. Were there glimpses? Sure. But he didn't remain. You're called to remain and be faithful, be found faithful, just like Jesus.
Amen. And because Solomon forgot that it was God who made him who he was, he went and came up empty-handed.
Exactly.
Christ remembered that it was the Father who made him valid and who he is, right? That his identity was in the Father. And when he got up, what did he have? All dominion and authority, the keys to hell and the grave,
the glory that the keys he had of David, before,
the
right?
name that was highly exalted. He got up with his hands full because he did not forget the Father. He remained.
Amen. Well, there's a lot in there. So we're going to pause there for today. And with that, can I get a volunteer to close us out in prayer, please?
I will.
All right, promise.
Lord, I thank you for revealing your plan to us, Lord. Sorry. And Lord, I also thank you for showing us how we should walk and act toward you, Lord. Lord, we also ask, Lord, that you reveal your plan to us, Lord, and show us how we should be, obedient, Lord, to it, Lord. And Lord, we also glorify your name, Lord, and ask, Lord, that you come into our life, Lord, and that you guide us and lead us to do everything we need to do, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen.
In Jesus' almighty name, amen.
And amen. Oh, we love you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Want to know more about a day of prayer?
Sign up for our newsletter where you'll get the latest updates on the ministry, inspiring messages, and coupon codes for the merch shop. Visit our website, adayofprayer.org.
Click on Connect in the menu bar and complete the form.
Be sure to check the box that says Subscribe.
Thank you for listening to A Day of Prayer. We trust the Lord that you are strengthened and encouraged in your relationship with Christ. Visit us on our website, adayofprayer.org, where you can check out our blog, find additional study resources, or shop the official A Day of Prayer store.
Remember, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." So until next time, take care and God bless you.